Naturally, we are delighted. It was a great game of football, and you know, we had to work incredibly hard for it. So I'm just very, very pleased and very, very proud of the whole squad and everybody that contributed, and thankfully we're in the next round.
The first quarter couldn't have went any better for you. You were 3-3 to 2 points up. Everything seemed to be going well at that stage.
Yeah, definitely. It was a great start, and we, you know, there was a fresh enough breeze there, and we had it the first half, and we definitely wanted to make a fresh start. We felt that in the last couple of championship games we allowed St. Michael's to start too strongly, and we were chasing the game. So that was one of the goals that we had set ourselves. It was a very strong start, and thankfully it worked out. You know, whenever we look back on it, we obviously conceded, you know, too much for the remainder of the game. We were outscored for the remainder of the game, so that's something that we can work on, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Michaels came back into the game, and they managed to stay in it, but they really couldn't get any fuller than, or any closer than 3 points to you.
Thankfully, every time they seemed to get, you know, close, we were able to kind of respond and get a score at the other end. So, but St. Michael's have so many fine footballers. You know, they played with such spirit today, and you know, an awful lot of them kicked some great scores. Like, it was I suppose for the neutral, it was probably quite an entertaining game. And we know that we're not going to have it all our own way, and we know that we can't possibly contain all of their players. And you know, they kicked some mighty scores, and just thankfully, as you said, we had a bit of character there to respond every time they did, and just keep them at arm's length.
Yeah, character is a word you mentioned there. Conor Gibbons missed a penalty in the second half and was probably the best player in the field after that. He really bounced back and landed some very big scores for you.
He definitely did, and he's a pleasure to watch training, and he's a pleasure to watch playing, and you know, he's been playing particularly well for us for a considerable period of time, you know, I think that it's not just Connor. Like, obviously you mentioned Connor, like, but the work rate of our front line, particularly our full forward line, was incredible today. And you know, I think that they set the template for everybody else, that you know, in terms of work rate and character, be that, you know, Niall O'Donnell in particular, Rory Kavanagh, Conal Dunn, Paddy McGowan when he came in, Killian Morrison, you know, they all worked their socks off, and as a result we were competitive, and you know, we were able to get some scores from those turnovers, particularly in that first quarter. You know, we scored quite heavily off the turnovers up there, so that was very pleasing in particular.
Yeah, moving forward now, you will be in the second pot after finishing second place in the group in the quarterfinals. You're there, I suppose that's the main thing, but you will possibly land one of the big guns, so it's going to be tough in the quarterfinal.
It'll be tough from here on out. Like, the reality is that in order to win a county title, you have to beat the best teams in it. And you know, we've had Kilcar and St. Michael's in our group this year, and both of those would be very strong sides. And you know, we drew with Kilcar the first day. We managed to get over Killybegs the last day. We got over St. Michael's today, and I'm pretty sure that whoever draws us won't look forward to it. So you know, there's no team in the draw, I don't think, really, that we haven't faced over the last, you know, number of years. So, you know, hopefully we've 3 weeks now to work very hard and to do our work. And I feel if we do that, then we'll be very competitive no matter who we draw.